Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Muller & Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto & Truck Parts, providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Time to round up the morning here in WRCO. No, we're not. Anyway, hey, how you doing there, Hank?
Hey, that still works, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. That mute button is awesome.
Anti-Hank button.
Yeah, yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. I saw you a little bit on Friday night, of course.
And a little bit on Saturday.
A little bit on Saturday. Yeah. We had Leia's birthday party on Saturday.
Yeah, how did that go?
Well, you know, as a grandpa, it's fun being a grandpa. I like this because you can sugar them up and send them home, obviously. And we had the party at this place in Madison that had all these games and, you know, machines and things like that. So I made the mistake when the girls first got there, my 2 4-year-old granddaughters, of showing them the candy claw machine.
Did you have dollar bills and quarters?
I had a lot of dollar bills.
Okay.
I don't anymore.
You don't anymore?
No.
The girls in their tummy.
It went really fast.
Yeah.
But yeah, I showed them that. And then, of course, that just overshadowed everything else. We'd sit down and, hey, let's open gifts. No, let's go to the candy machine. Then the claw for the stuffed animals, too. I told them, I said, girls, at least with a candy claw, you got a better chance of winning something.
Right.
They didn't understand that. So that's.
Did they get any teddy bears or anything?
They each got a ball, like a plastic ball you could throw around.
Well, they got that as a grandpa.
They got something. But anyway, yeah, they got a lot of candy in their pockets.
Good for you.
Yeah,
good. That's
absolutely
awesome.
And then we had a family gift. We had a gift bag. And June bought her several things because Allison said, no toys. So June bought a few, like a dress and, you know, some nice little outfits.
Why not toys?
And then, well, in the bottom of the bag was a whoopee cushion.
Oh.
And she pulls it out. And doesn't even respond. She just throws it right at me. Like, got me right.
That wasn't even nice. Ever, was it?
Very ungrateful.
Yeah, I mean, those whoopee cushions are hard to come
by.
Well,
they are. Yep.
I bet it's probably blown up or have a hole in it.
It probably does because kids don't
value the whoopee cushion.
They don't use them cautiously.
Right.
They stand up and then about 5 feet up in there and they jump down.
Yep.
It's not going to last if you do that.
No, one time for sure.
One time, absolutely.
The value of a whoopee cushion and a good slinky metal slinky.
Yep.
They're just
exactly.
They just throw the values right out the window.
First time I ever discovered a whoopee cushion, and I didn't even know there's such thing existed. And we were on the school class trip to Fort Dells. So it used to be, there was this fort that, and they had like little rides and things like that, but then they'd have like this fake gunfight on the main street and things like that. But that's where we went.
Right.
And in the gift shop, there was a whoopee cushion, and I brought it home, and boy, were my parents proud.
You know what? They probably still are, Phil, looking up on you now.
Yeah.
And like, look what we have done.
We gave you money from our hard-earned milk check.
And you buy a whoopee.
And that's what you bought for your souvenir.
Yeah, and you're full of gas anyway, Phil. You probably didn't need. So how'd you bowl?
I bowled one game, and the girls had bumpers, and they had the chute where you put the ball.
Oh, yeah.
They beat me quite. I don't know if I broke a half a hundred or not, you know.
Really? Because,
yeah.
Did you have bumpers on yours?
No, I didn't. They wouldn't let me. Like, come on.
That's odd.
It's not fair. No wonder they're beating me. They're bumpers.
Poor Phil.
Yeah. What do you do, Hank?
Well, today's Chet's Chuckle.
That's right.
Sponsored by Chet's Feed and Seed and Such.
Have you been working hard on your jokes?
Buddy, look at all this material that I have created.
Wow. Well, that's a great, I'm sure Civic Media is proud that you're using their paper for.
Oh, this come out of your office.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then I'm really proud of you, too.
Hey, Phil, just some inquiring minds for all the people out there. Did you know that if you spend 25 minutes on the toilet each day at the end of the year, that's 2 week wages for free?
Wow. Amazing. And you're speaking a little bit from personal experience.
I'm going for 4 weeks.
Oh, right. Well, that's your vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
Enjoy it.
Maybe knock on the door. Let's go. Your vacation's over.
Your vacation's over. You've used up your time.
Yep. Yep.
Sixth grade comedy club stuff. What did the zebra say the first time he saw a piano?
I don't know.
Dad.
Oh, my goodness. Dad.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wow. Hey, Walmart's giving out free rotisserie chicken.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Free to anybody who can outrun security.
Oh, yeah. Speaking from experience, I suppose.
Not saying a word.
No.
Yeah. No. My name is Joanne Krulots.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy.
Well, let's see. I used to work at a soda plant, Philip.
Did you?
I did. I quit because it was so depressing.
Oh. They ain't getting any better.
No.
Did you? And do you know why the kangaroo stopped drinking coffee?
No, why is that?
It made him too jumpy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
They got to get better than that. We'll see.
I think the commercial we're getting ready to play is probably better than those jokes.
Much better.
Yes.
Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's Special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Hmm. Hi, Philip.
You know that June told me to put ketchup on the shopping list? Now I can't read it.
Yeah, that goes along with your soy sauce and your chocolate.
What do you do?
What do you do?
I did what she said.
Yeah. Hey, what pronouns does chocolate use?
I don't have a clue.
Her and she.
Oh.
Hershey.
Hershey, as in Hershey, well, Pennsylvania.
I wanted to start a new diet, Phil. You know, I watch what I eat, but way too much on my plate right now.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah, there's
way
too much on your plate.
Too much on my plate.
Oh, Hank.
All right, buddy.
Boom.
I talked to actually Chet the other day. He called in.
Did he?
Yeah, he gave me some pointers and how to deliver some jokes and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, he'd know.
He would know. Two dragons sitting in a bar, Philip, says, one says to the other, "It's hot in here." The other one turns around and says, "Shut your mouth."
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Talk about breath of fire there.
Yeah.
We could use asserts, maybe.
Well, or more.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the three-legged dog that walked in a bar, Philip?
No.
A three-legged dog walked in a bar. He was looking for the person that shot his paw.
Oh! Not good.
Those are from Chet. I just got one from Joanne, and here's how the story goes. I hope I can get it right. Yep.
Oh, Joanne gave you one?
Yeah, it's a pretty good one. Oh. So there was this priest and bus driver that died and went to heaven. Okay. And at the pearly gates, you know, they met with everybody. So St. Peter was delivering them, you know, going through heaven and delivering them to their new place of residence.
Okay, yep.
So driving through the town and pretty, you know, it's heaven.
Uh-huh.
And the first house, you know, a nice little house, and St. Peter goes, "This is for the bus driver." So the bus driver gets out, just amazed. And so the priest is going, "After all I've done, I bet I get this huge mansion, just awesome thing." So they proceed. They go proceed through the town, go over the tracks, you know,
yeah.
You know, the other side of the tracks, and they pull up to this log cabin. It's just like, I don't know if it's a log cabin, but it's just a cabin, like a little rundown cabin. And St. Peter goes, "Here's your place." And the priest goes, "After all I've done, this is what I get?" And he goes, "Well, not so sorry." He goes, "When you preached, you put people to sleep. When the bus driver drove, people prayed."
Oh, yes.
That's pretty good. That's coming from Joanne.
Not bad.
That's not bad. Yeah,
that's like rude. Second or third hand. And then,
yeah.
You did a good job there, man.
Hey, a guy walking through the woods, when he hears a voice, "Hey, over here," he looks down and sees a frog.
Huh.
"Pick me up," says the frog says, "and kiss me and I'll turn into a beautiful princess." The guy picks up the frog and puts it into his pocket. The frog, confused, says, "Aren't you going to kiss me?" The guy says, "Nah, at this point in my life, I'd just rather have a talking frog."
Oh, yes.
So that would be me and you at this point, wouldn't it?
Hopefully the frog sang, "Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal."
Are you done with your jokes?
You know, over the weekend, I was at a conference.
Oh, really?
Trying to learn to be a carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
You
want
to see what I've learned? "We've only just begun." You don't get it.
Yeah, the carpenter. I got it.
Unfortunately, he got it.
I wasn't supposed to get it, but I got it.
Before your time.
Before my time.
Yeah, yeah. What's your kicker today, man?
Well, young man, here we go. The scientist and the frog. Not the same one.
Oh, all right.
A scientist is doing an experiment on a frog. He tells the frog to jump, and the frog jumps. He writes in his notebook, frog with four legs, jump. Then he cuts off one of the frog's leg and says, jump. The frog jumps again, though not as far, and writes, frogs with three legs, jump. He cuts off another leg and says, jump. The frog jumps a short distance. He writes, frog with two legs, jump. Finally, he cuts off the last two legs and says, jump. The frog doesn't move. Huh. The scientist writes in his notebook, frog with no legs becomes deaf.
No. Not good, eh? Not good. No, must have been an Arkansas scientist there, maybe.
Wow.
You never
know. Tell you what, you're a hard person to please today, young man.
Yeah, no, I'm doing all right.
Anyway, I hope you have a great day, and good luck to all the local athletes out there tonight.
Mm-hmm. Homecoming week for Riverdale and River Valley.
Yep. Yeah, enjoy those festivities. We'll be on hand for some of those festivities over the weekends or over the course of the week. So I get to this Friday is River Valley School Fair. Looking forward to that with you.
We'll be there.
So,
it's going to be one of the warmer fairs for them. Remember last year we went and I had to stop at home and get a winter coat because it was...
Yeah, I mean, we were like this.
Yeah, it was like 35
We had to walk
degrees.
Back to our car holding our microphones.
Yeah, not this year.
And wasn't it kind of... Was it misting?
I think so. I think it started later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, young men, I hope your day is awesome. Everybody else behave and be kind.